Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. Healthy teeth are important to your child's overall health. Dr. Julie Rask from Vanderbilt Dental will share some tips on basic tooth care. Dr. Rask, when should dental care start with your child?
Dental care should start in infancy. Parents can take a wet washcloth and rub their child's gums to help clean their mouth.
And can that be every night before they go to sleep? Is it just dabbing at it, or is it just going around the gums?
It's just rubbing the gums. Every night would be good. That way you can get the child used to having that feeling in their mouth, and that will help the child in later on to try and start brushing better too.
And keeping that probably the same routine.
Correct.
What age should I start actually taking my child to the dentist?
The American Dental Association and the American Academy of Pediatric Dentists, as well as pediatrics, recommend that you take a child in by the age of one for their first dental exam. Some also recommend that you take a child in when their first tooth actually comes in, mm-hmm. which can be, you know, at the 6 month or 7 month mark, but anywhere between 6 to 12 months would be a good idea to bring a child in.
Into the dentist. If my child is at the age where she can brush her teeth, how often should she brush?
Children should definitely brush their teeth twice a day, just like an adult. Definitely once in the morning after breakfast. And for sure, the nighttime brushing before bedtime is very important. So they should definitely try and incorporate that into their daily routine once they start having teeth erupt.
Is there a proper way to actually brush your teeth? I know adults doing it one way, but how should a child brush their teeth?
Children should definitely try and incorporate a circular brushing stroke every time they brush. It's really important to try and get some of those toothbrush bristles up around the gum line to make sure that some of that plaque is being cleaned off every day when they're brushing.
So more in a circular motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are so many toothbrushes and toothpaste out there. What is the correct toothbrush to have and the correct toothpaste?
For children, because their teeth are so small, parents want to look for a smaller head to the toothbrush, as well as making sure that the toothbrush itself is a soft bristle toothbrush. At the stores, the toothbrushes definitely are age appropriate, so the parents can kind of get some help with that that way.
So really like a smaller...
Just a smaller head,
and you say it's soft.
Bristles.
Make sure it's soft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And as far as the toothpastes go, for children under the age of two, you want to use a non-fluoridated toothpaste because the fluoride, if it's being swallowed, could upset the child's stomach, but could also cause fluorosis, which can cause defects in the child's teeth over time. And so non-fluoridated toothpastes for children under two, and for those over two and can understand not to swallow the toothpaste, you could use a regular Colgate or Crest toothpaste that an adult can use.
We talked about the age that a child should start brushing. What about flossing?
When parents can see that two teeth are touching, that's basically when you can start introducing flossing. Definitely try and incorporate it into their daily routine so that they do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, you know, when you see the two teeth touching.
Does a child's diet affect the growth of the child's teeth?
The diet definitely will affect the decay rate.
Okay. So
if you're giving your child a lot of starches or carbohydrates, the carbohydrates will break down into sugars. So if chips or crackers and pretzels are a mainstay of their diet, as far as snacking goes, that child may end up having more decay than you would find normally if you were to include, say, fruits, vegetables, and, you know, yogurts or cheeses into mm-hmm. their diet, more healthy snacks.
Okay. I know a lot of young children, they suck the bottle to go to sleep, or they suck their fingers. Do that have anything to do with the effects of your teeth later on in life?
Yes. We recommend that children don't go to bed with their bottles. Mm. If they do, make sure that water is in that bottle versus formula or juice or milk, because that can introduce something called early childhood caries, which is when children have a high rate of decay, which will cause lots of fillings and can become costly for the parent. And as far as sucking their thumb, children, you know, usually grow out of the thumb-sucking habit by the age of two. However, mm-hmm. some kids do continue to suck their thumbs. And if they're still sucking their thumbs by age three, we recommend that they go see a pediatric dentist so that maybe an appliance can be made to help prevent that child from continuing to thumb suck. If it continues on, it could cause some spatial issues with their teeth, which may indicate that the patient may need to have braces or orthodontics.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I would like to just make sure that parents incorporate fluoride into their child's daily routine. Mm-hmm. A lot of places have fluoridated water, but there are some cities out there that have taken fluoride out or just are on well water, and if that's the case, making sure that the child has some type of fluoride supplement, because fluoride does help prevent dental decay.
Thank you, Dr. Rass.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.